an affirmation of the Affordable Care Act? Welcome to the November 12th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. With President Obama's re-election, it's full steam ahead for implementing the ACA. Still, the law could be modified. That's according to former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. The Tennessee Republican, who's now back at his cardiac surgery practice, predicted several changes. Among them, a paring back of how many will get Medicaid coverage and how many will get subsidies through the health insurance exchanges. Doctors and other providers could take a hit too. But Dr. Frist made another prediction that will warm his colleagues' hearts, that the Independent Payment Advisory Board, or IPAB, will be on the chopping block. Why? Because it steps on congressional toes.
Anything that takes the power of the purse away from them and moves it over to 15 people appointed by one president, not elected, with no real accountability built into it, where the Congress would have to pass a law to override the suggestions and specific suggestions and recommendations, and the power of purse is really with them, people don't like that. Democrats don't like it, Republicans don't like it.
Dr. Frist said he expects lawmakers to start negotiating in earnest when the new Congress starts in January. Despite the president's election night win, Americans are still divided about the ACA. Voters in three states, Alabama, Montana, and Wyoming, approved measures allowing their states to reject the new federal insurance mandate. Arizona, Missouri, Ohio, and Oklahoma had already done the same. A similar measure failed in Florida. But the passage of these ballot initiatives is only symbolic. States can't supersede federal law, and the insurance mandate is on even firmer footing since it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year. Missouri voted to block its governor from creating a health insurance exchange, but that won't stop the feds from stepping in to create one there. Meanwhile, the Medicare pay cut still looms. Doctors will see a 26.5% cut on January 1st, unless Congress acts to stop it. They want a permanent SGR fix, but Congress will be focusing on a different challenge. It must address the so-called fiscal cliff before the end of the year, or potentially see the country fall back into a recession. Given the stakes, doctors will likely have to stomach a temporary SGR fix, says Texas House member Michael Burgess, an OBGYN.
It's going to be unreasonably harsh on our provider community to ask them to absorb a 27% cut in December and another 2% cut in January. Well, I think the one thing that is very likely to happen is a one-year extension on the SGR.
We will be keeping an eye on the SGR and on the state health insurance exchanges. The feds just extended to mid-December the deadline for most states to submit a plan of action on their exchange. Some states will have until mid-February, but decisions on how states will run their exchange are still due November 16th. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.